For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, we're going to get right to the people. And no, I'm not ignoring the Tigers. I want to do a good hour or two on them, and soon, maybe tomorrow after the day game. I couldn't be more thrilled with their start. Reasons why, data behind it, I'm thrilled. And it's being powered by two complete X factors, and it doesn't show a sign of slowing down, but we can't do it today. Pistons break their losing streak in the playoffs. We've got, hey, Kenny, when do the Wings play? We have the Pistons with their most consequential game in 15 years, and I've just offered this out there. This is just where I'm at. It doesn't matter what you feel before a series. It matters what's happening in real time. Tell me if this is radio hyperbole or reality. I feel like whoever wins Thursday is winning this thing. And I'm leaning towards Pistons are going to win Thursday. None of the confirmation bias matters. The games matter. And the Knicks aren't playing well. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, you can spare me with the whole we're locking them up. They have plenty of open shots and they're not hitting them. So just miss me with that. You can take it to a fan blog. Watch the games. There are plenty of open looks. The Knicks aren't hitting them.
So for clarity's sake, too, you bring up gambling odds and all this stuff all the time. You have cash the ticket, obviously. How does the line moving to the Pistons' favor affect your confidence level in your take of the Pistons are going to win?
Bricked up.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. The fact that that line was 6.5 and 7.5 in New York, and it was 1.5 here, that was danger Will Robinson danger. The fact that it flipped over to Pistons being favored, come on, get your Mini Hooper outfit on.
I'll be there. I'll be in attendance.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What? Kenny, you are aware they're not wearing skates Thursday.
I saw there wasn't going to be ice there. It was a little confusing, but yes, I'm well aware.
You're going to a Pistons game.
Hell yeah. It's a playoff game in my town. What? I have to go.
He told me. I said the same thing. Like,
that's big news right there.
Detroit Pistons?
I didn't realize I was breaking something massive. Yeah.
Okay, so Kenny, when they go Detroit, you're supposed to go basketball.
Shoot the puck. Oh, wait, I'm sorry.
You know, basketball is actually a sport. With the way they play in the NBA today, you can yell shoot it. I mean, if they pass the logo, you technically, it's a good shot. Let's get to the people. We'll get ticket text in a moment. Yes, we'll get to the JMO stuff at 3, but we got to give the Pistons their respect. That was an incredible win last night. Tell me if I'm nuts about Thursday. D, Southfield, 97.1. What's up, D?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Good. Hey, D. What's on your mind, D?
Man, y'all took all my talking points, all right?
What
that's
happened?
Number one. You know what, D? Act like we didn't say it.
Yeah, go ahead. It's the okay. D show. Do your thing.
But I will say this. I will add this. Game 3 is more important for the Knicks because we've seen Detroit respond, the Pistons respond from a heartbreaker. How does the Knicks respond from a heartbreaker? Mm-hmm. If they don't, they might be on skates going into game 4. And here's my thing. You just brought it up. Thibodeau's job is on the line. If they lose, because they went all in this year.
He's gone.
And they were supposed to make it to at least the Eastern Conference Finals. But they went all in. If they get bounced in the first round, that roster's going to look a little different next year, mm-hmm. and Tibbs will not be there as coach.
Agree totally. No, and D, listen, he should be fired for allowing a player of Carl Anthony Towns' ability to not shoot the ball the last 15 minutes of a game. Like, you should get fired. He should be fired for the haircut alone.
More so, if you kept Cat out of the, you took him out of the game.
Yeah. And look, there's no defense on the planet that is able in today's NBA to neutralize a player like Cat, who's one of the greatest shooting big men in the history of the league and can post you. They didn't give him the ball. That's on Tibbs. Now, again, if I'm the Pistons, that's a you problem, not a me problem.
Right. I mean, Tobias Harris played great defense, but come on, man. I'm Cat, but
you know what?
Design a play for him.
Tobias with 15 and 13, that's as big time as it gets.
Right.
I know he had more scoring. This was a more even performance. And the rebounding, look, you were number, I believe, number 6 in rebounding. Knicks were number 9. You dominated them on the glass.
Mm-hmm.
Look, if you're going to do that and you're going to be a plus 14 at the free throw line, Rico, you absolutely can win this thing. I'm with you in this. I've got to see how they're going to officiate it.
Yes.
Last night, they allowed a highly physical game to be physical.
Yeah. I mean,
if they're going to do it, that's advantage you.
If any young man is like, hey, what was it like back then? It was that game right there where no blood, no foul. Now, going into this one, the fact that the rebounding might, it's effort. The Pistons have shown more effort. They've shown more tenacity on defense. They've just been, everything, they're not really allowing a ton of open shots. The Knicks will get them, but they got to work for them. They're going to have to use the clock.
It's the playoffs. Of course you got to work for it.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, Shank Half or Whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco Snack Crackers, Ritz Crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I guess I didn't see the Pistons playing this way, being that this was something new to them. Look, and they're going out there, and they look like the veteran team, not the Knicks.
They look better put together because I feel like there's a disconnect here between Thibodeau and that roster. Something is not – I think Bickerstaff's doing a better job through two games. That's all I can tell you. Yeah. We're going to see, you know, again, haircut plus a better game plan. That's the key for Thibodeau in that order. Let's go to Jason, 97.1. Jay, what's going on, pal?
Hey, thanks for taking the call, guys.
Yes,
I agree with you. I think the winner Thursday wins the series. I think the Pistons are going to win. I just think, like you brought up the Lakers-Pistons series, where the Pistons just seem to be playing a better brand of team basketball. They seem to be trusting each other a little bit more. But I do want to point out something to you. The Pistons did not shoot well from three last night.
No, they were morbid. They were horrible.
Yeah, they were like 22% for the game. If they would have matched the Knicks' percentage based off of what they took, that they would have been a blowout.
Yes,
they just, I mean, other than the clutch three that Schroeder made at the end of the fourth quarter, they did, and they had how many open looks did they have?
Too? They had a bunch. Because here's the thing, Jason. Like, not to nerd out because I know I'll lose my entire audience, but like, Jason, the Knicks switching on the perimeter, their communication, you know, they've been awful through two games. Awful. I mean, how on God's green earth is the guy you leave in the corner, Malik Beasley, you know, a guy who hit 300 three-pointers this year? So, like, that's the coaching element. It's the communication element. I haven't seen it through two games. And you're right. The Pistons had looks that normally would go down, and they didn't. The offset is you got to the free throw line, and you killed them on the glass.
Yes. So if the Pistons wake up from three and the Knicks aren't defending like they have the first two games, I mean, I think it's game, set, match, guys. Thanks.
Yeah, no, listen, if they win Thursday night, I'm leaning that way, man.
If the Pistons start the game off the way they started game one and game two, I think the game three will be a boat race because I think the Knicks fed off their crowd. And I think the Detroit crowd and Kenny Cotton, They will will the Pistons to a double-digit victory, Mike.
Say Kenny Cott is going to will anyone to anything.
Yes, you can.
Have the will to get out of bed.
I'm the impetus of change, Mike.
Okay. You know what? Fine. I didn't even know you knew what that word meant.
I was fine. Impressed.
Every time I use a word more than two syllables long, you guys go, "Oh, monolith." That triple word score.
I was about to say he did right. He said impetus, right? Okay.
Right. His normal vernacular is grunts, farts, and burps.
I set the bar low, so when I exceed it, you guys are very
Kenny,
impressed.
I thought you meant the other one, but anyway.
I'm about to go very fast.
But no, if they start off and they go into halftime with a double-digit lead, there's no Nick Crowd. There's no Spike Lee. There's no people sitting on this and to will you to this victory like they've done.
Again, and I will say this again. Nobody would take more pleasure. I don't care about right, wrong, or otherwise. If the Pistons beat the Knicks, do you understand the laugh factory that is for me? I hate the Knicks. I grew up out east. I hate them. They are the most overrated franchise in all of professional sports. They are the Cowboys, minus a cool helmet. And I don't like Spike Lee. I don't need to see John McEnroe dressing like a teenager with a bunch of trinkets around his neck.
No 50 Cent and Fat Joe?
Don't need it. And Fat Joe ain't fat no more. Ditch the nickname.
Average Joe.
Average Joe.
So wait, will you be courtside? Will you be a part of the Detroit celebrity sitting courtside?
It's draft.
Hey, that's Mike Valeni.
Definitely not. Listen, if I'm listed as a celebrity, you know your town's got up its game. Just please. But I want to get to it because here's the other thing. Thursday night, I have to tell you, the Pistons, for me, have become the focus and the draft goes to the background. Is that crazy?
No. Last night determined everything. Because had they went down 0-2,
God, I hope
I think that the NFL would have been the focus.
I just hope fans bring it, man. I want that place to be nasty.
See, I think I'm still focused on the NFL because of the storyline. The Piston game, I know.
Oh, you mean after Brad trades J-Mo? And ruins our show for a week?
There you go.
I'm kidding. But we'll talk about it at 3.
Breaking news.
The man unfollowed the Lions. That's apparently a thing.
No.